I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Fernando Trueba. He's an Academy Award-winning filmmaker. He's co-director and writer of the film Chico and Rita, which has won many awards worldwide. It was nominated for an Oscar for the best feature-length animated film this year. And it opens at the CCA here in Santa Fe tomorrow and runs through the week. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, thank you.
It's great to have you. Now, how did you get the idea to make an animated movie about Cuban musicians of the 1940s and 50s?
Yeah, well, first I came up with the idea of making an animation movie because of my friendship and my admiration for Javier Mariscal's work. I always admired very much his drawings, paintings, illustrations, designs, etc. And some years ago, we became friends, and then we start to talk about this dream of making an animation movie together. So that was the beginning. Then we came up with the idea of doing it about Cuba and about musicians. That was later on. First was our mutual common desire of working together.
Now, you had worked with him to some extent on the artwork for Calle 54, which was a very interesting and important documentary about Latin jazz. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first time that Mariscal worked with me, because I asked him to do the poster and the design, the graphic design and art of the movie. And that's when we became friends. That was in 2000.
Now, we'll talk in a moment about the music, but just the visual animation is so exquisite. It gives the viewer the feeling of Havana and New York and Paris and all the different cities in which the movie takes place, and the detail and the lighting are perfect. It feels almost like a piece of history, even though it's animated. What was the process of doing the visual part of the film?
Well, even if the movie is a sort of a story and is not an historical or sociological movie, no, it's just a sort of a story about Rita, who is a singer, and Chico, who is a pianist. But we did a lot of the research of the period and New York and Havana at the end of the 40s and the beginning of the 50s, and the backgrounds and the streets and the sets of the movie are very, in some ways, they are very Mariscal style, but they are very realistic. We did a lot of research. We did it very carefully, all this recreation of these two towns, especially the New York and Havana, who are like living characters of the movie, too.
Very much so. Now, when you're doing a collaboration like this, I mean, you are director and writer, and he's the artist. What is your part in visualizing the film, or do you leave it all to Javier Mariscal?
No, let's say the cinematic part is mine. That means once I finish the script, I did the storyboard of the whole movie, all the camera movements, the frames, no, the angle of camera and everything.
Yeah.
And then the voices with the actors, and then the music. So all the what is cinema is mine, and all that is art is him. So then the creation of the characters, the creation of the backgrounds, the colors, the light, and that is Mariscal part. That's one of the great things about collaborating, that his part and my part were very clear. So we collaborate, and at the same time, everyone knew very well his place. So after several years working in that movie, we are even more friends than we were at the beginning. And
nice.
We are thinking about future movies together.
Really? What kind of future movies? Also animation?
Yeah, logically, yeah, because I'm doing my live action movies on my side. I just finished my new movie that I did in France, The Artist and the Model. with actors, with Jean Rochefort and Claudia Cardinale, and but I'm starting to write a new story. We have a couple of projects, Mariscal and I, for animation in the future. I don't know yet if we will find all the finance and the money for making them, but we are starting to develop the scripts and everything.
With an animation like this, I mean, many of us don't know how it works. To what extent is the final animation that we see drawn by hand? To what extent is it computer? What is the actual technique for making an animation like this?
Yeah, we've done a lot of traditional animation, but obviously we use computers too. That means it's very artisanal, it's very drawn by hand, by Mariscal Hand and his crew and his... But let's say that in the old times, the animators, for a movement of a leg or a movement of an arm, they used to do, between 18 or to 25 different drawings, no? So now, today, in a movie like this, we only draw the keyframes. So maybe three frames, and of this one second of the animation, and then the computers do the intermediate. Let's say that the computer does the slave work, but not the creative part.
And when you think about how many drawings are needed for 1 minute of animation, and this is a feature-length movie, that's still a huge amount of the creative part of the drawing.
Yeah, years of work.
How long did you work on it?
I work for 7 years, because you have to think that I start first with the script, etc., etc. In the middle, we have to find the money for making it. So that doesn't mean that I was working the whole time, the 7 years. Most of my work is done before the animation crew start to work, because all the storyboarding, the script, the music, the voices, most of it is done, has to be done before. So in this 7 years, I wrote some other scripts. I shot a movie in Chile, so I did other things. But the whole period of working in this movie, from beginning to end, it was 7 years. Then the actual animation of the movie, it was like 2 years and a half.
We're talking to Fernando Trueba about his film Chico and Rita. Now, the story is the most romantic story ever. Was there a particular inspiration for it from real life?
No. We obviously have a lot of inspiration from real life, like you always do when you are writing a fiction work. You pick up things from your own life or from things that you know from other people. So for this particular movie, a lot of real stories from jazz musicians, from Cuban musicians, from actors and actresses. You pick things from reality, but it's a fictional story. So that means Chico and Rita are no one in particular. But a lot of different people inspired us for writing a story like this.
And many of the musicians in it are real-life people, Chano Pozo and Tito Puente and Dizzy Gillespie and the Cubop, bebop musicians of the 40s and 50s. And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's a slice of Latin jazz history and the coming together of New York and Cuba in that period. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think we decide very, very soon in writing the script. Once we decide we are going to do this story of love story of Cuban musicians, a singer and a pianist, and we are going to do it in Cuba, then we thought, what about the end of the 40s, the period where American jazz and Cuban music gets together and match. For creating a new style, who was the Afro-Cuban jazz. So once we decide that, then the next idea was, why don't use real characters in it? Why don't have cameos from real musicians and recreate the period and with animation? You can have Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, all these people there mixed with the fiction characters. So when we came up with that idea, it was like a great sense of freedom. Like, you can do anything you want, no? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was beautiful because I wanted this movie to be like a dream, to be just a love story, beautiful story, entertaining and that. But at the same time, it's nice that you make people discover things about music or about history and about the past who can be interesting, and that maybe a lot of people from the audience, especially young people, never heard about.
Now, tell us about Bebo Valdez. He is a Cuban musician, Cuban pianist, whose music forms the basis of this film. And you've been working with him for over a decade. Tell us that story.
Yeah, well, I always knew Bebo's music and admired him a lot. But I met him when I offered him to be in my movie Calle 54, in my documentary about Latin jazz. So at that moment, we started an incredible friendship too, and I became a music producer just because of my friendship with Bebo, and I produced a lot of records of him, and then later on, some other people too. But I became so good friend with Bebo, and he was the... All this decade, as you say, was between his 80 years and 90 years. So it was great to be with him making music. And he had a lot of success that he didn't have in other moments of his life. He became very well known. He won like 8 or 9 Grammys with the records that we did together, some Latin Grammys and some American ones. And it was a beautiful... period of my life, the friendship with Bebo and all the things that we made together. And this movie will not maybe exist if it was not because this friendship with Bebo. So very soon we thought that we wanted Chico to be a pianist so we can have Bebo playing for him, not only having Bebo's music as a background music in the movie, but also playing as Chico. And so at the time, Bebo was past 90 year old, and this movie, Chico and Rita, is his very last work because he's now retired. He's 93. That was his last professional job, no, if we can say that. And he was our main inspiration for making a movie like this, and the movie is dedicated to him.
And we'll play a little bit of Bebo Valdez music at the end. He felt, if I remember your documentary correctly, I saw it when it came out, so it's a long time ago now, but didn't he fall in love with a woman and move to Sweden?
Well, yeah, that's true. He left Cuba in 1960, and then he went to Mexico and later on to Europe, Spain, and several other countries. And one day at the beginning of the 60s, he was playing somewhere in Sweden, and he met this young girl that he married, and he decided to stay there, and he found a new family there in Sweden, and he's lived in Stockholm all these years since maybe 64, 63.
The actors who play the voices in your film, are they all Spanish actors, or did you use some Cuban actors?
Yeah, and some of the great ones.
Yeah.
Very good Cuban actors. There is an incredible level in Cuban acting, and I wanted to work with real ones. You know, many people suggest me to do that, the Chico and Rita with the stars, with Latin stars or Latin voices, and I didn't want to. I will not have believed in the movie myself. No, it was a Cuban story of Cuban characters, so I wanted to have real actors, Cuban actors' voices in it. So I had to fight a lot to keep the authenticity of the movie.
Well, I'm glad you did, because they sound, I was going to say, if they were Spanish actors, they got the Cuban accent and vocal gestures so perfect. But of course, it's Cuban actors, and I think that kind of Spanish and that tone and that colloquialism is such a beautiful thing for people to hear, even if they don't necessarily understand the language. It's a kind of, that speaking is a kind of music all its own.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, you know, it's very important that not only that people believe in your movie, but that you believe yourself in it when you are making it. And too many times you see some American movies and you have a Mexican playing a Cuban or a Cuban playing a Argentinian, you know, because maybe
yeah.
For some American ears or Italian ears or French ears, they don't make the difference. But then I think something is lost always there.
And the voice, the singing voice of Rita, was that the same actress who did her voice?
No, we had a very wonderful young Cuban actress, Limara Meneses, playing Rita's character. But then the singing is a wonderful young Cuban singer, Idania Valdez. Nothing to do with Bebo. With Bebo, it's the same name, but not relate.
Ah, okay. And then at the end, you use Estrella Morente, who is a great famous Spanish singer, and that's a beautiful touch in the movie.
Yeah, because she plays herself, and that's another mixing real characters with fiction characters. I love to do that in an animation movie. I think it was great to have Estrella. I love Estrella. She's an incredible artist, and I love what she does and always dreamed working with her. So I invite her to be in the movie, and she was very happy to do it.
Have you shown this film in Cuba?
Yeah, the movie was shown with a very few time in between in Havana Film Festival and also in Miami Film Festival. So for me, it was very important to show the movie to the Cuban audience everywhere.
And how did they respond to it?
Very touching. It was an incredible response. For me, it was very important because I wanted this movie to be their own movie, not just like some Spaniards did some movie about us, no? I wanted the Cuban people to feel it's their movie. And that was the way it was received by them. I think they felt the love of Cuban people and Cuban culture and Cuban music that we put in the movie.
Well, it's an absolutely beautiful movie. It's called Chico and Rita, and it's won many awards all over the world. And tomorrow night, Friday, it opens at the CCA here in Santa Fe. It runs through the week and maybe longer if people go out and see it. And Friday night is Cuban Culture Night at the CCA with the Santa Fe Holguín Sister Cities Association. And I will be DJing at 7 o'clock, and then the movie will start at 7:30. There will be appetizers and benefit projects for the Cuban Sister City Project. Fernando Trueba is an acclaimed, many award-winning filmmaker. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. I wish I'll be there in Santa Fe. I will be with you.
Thank you so much. I hope you come to Santa Fe someday.
Yeah, I will.
And we're going to go out now with music of Bebo Valdez.